wrapping up the Indian here. Chora v'macholas asuris. Last week we talked about nizdamnu. Nizdamnu again means you didn't go out of your way to go pick up the schora. It came to your shus, it came into your possession, and you have a heter now that you're allowed to do business with it. Now the heter that you have, that you're allowed to do business with it, does not just mean that you're allowed to sell it at cost. You're allowed to make money also. The point is that now that you have it, you're allowed to go ahead. You didn't try to get it. It's not, you're not mechuyev to take a loss, but not only you're not mechuyev to take a loss, you're allowed to actually make profit. Now here's the knich.
At that point, when it says, vachlo nischav lekach, the kavana was not trapping, not getting it, or nischavin to sell it?
No, to get it.
To get it. So yeah. Once you got it, that's what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. By the way, so different cases of nizdamnu is Yerusha, or matana, or a guy gives you a matana, yeah. All this stuff. Yeah. What, all these cases, you end up having it. Now what do I do, right?
So, we're not administered value, like my vending happens a lot, when you call, say, Coca Pepsi, say, oh, we have a new flavor. If you buy that, then your whole order is 10% off. Or
20%. Right, so that could be a problem. Well, no. But you, why would you, if you just buy it, I'll dust the throat. Are you buying it? What are you going to do with it when you get it?
You'll sell it.
Then I don't know. Then you're buying it, I'll dust to sell it. Then that means Damnu. Then you brought it.
You're not going to throw it out. But you're buying Kogani out. But if you buy it, it's either non kosher, you got 20% of your whole order. So it's a 100,000 order, it's a ton of money.
Uh huh.
But. Meaning you didn't...
Spoke about this last week. If it's kedai for you to do the business without that incentive, or let's say you get that, you'll take the non-kosher item and you'll throw it out, but at least you get the discount on this one. So then you won't even... But once you're allowed to do that, then there's not...
Don't get those away. Right,
so why would you throw that out?
Give
it to your workers. Why would you throw that out?
Give it to your workers is called schara, we said. It's not so posh you're allowed to give to your workers. Means they have a promotional product, basically.
Yeah, and
their promotional product, they want to give it away. They say, listen, if you make a big order, the promotional will give you a discount on your standing order.
Or like a minimum, meaning something vending, if you hit a certain number in vending, the whole...
Right, so what we talked about last week was if you have a vendor that will only sell you the kosher if you buy the non-kosher too. But this is a little different because here, they'll sell you because you want to get a discount. I don't know if you're allowed to do it for the discount. I'm not sure it's the same thing.
That's Marvia.
It's not.
I'm not sure if it means Damnu. It's a good, very good, nice case.
Let's say you don't ever take possession of it.
It's a weekly question that can happen.
It's a shkiach thing?
Yeah. My father.
For who? In what type of business?
In the candies. In the machines.
You put stuff in the machine.
I know.
And kosher and
they're not going to give it to you to throw it out. They want you to sell it, obviously.
Yeah. Like, no, they don't care what you buy.
You just buy it.
They're in Texas.
The purpose of them getting it to you is for you to publicize their product.
They don't want it to sit
there and you give it out at Ops of Onim.
Yeah, but if you don't, they're not going to come after you.
Yeah, as long as they get their money, they get their
money.
Once you got paid
for
it. No, they don't know. They don't know what you're doing. What if you were to take it and just throw it or throw it away?
So what you do is put a sign on it.
So if you take it and throw it away, it's not a problem. The shot is if you're taking it in order to resell it, that may not be so posh. Okay, I think that we would get back to the shiloh of the Aruch HaShulchan versus Rav Moshe. The Aruch HaShulchan would be matir. Rav Moshe asked, but Rav Moshe asked doing it on a steady basis. I don't know if this is a one-time thing. Maybe you're allowed to do it.
It's every week.
It's a one-time opportunity to get a deal.
It's
that
promotion of the week. It's promotions are going to happen multiple
regularly.
Times. Just that, maybe that promotion is a one-time promotion.
But the trade promotion may not be. It's only going to be right now. So quick question on
the last thing that you said. So, for example, you're a fisherman and you fish in places where there's a lot of lobster, but you want to fish that, you know, most of the time that you're going to pick up, have lobsters anyway.
Yeah.
Your intention
so
is not.
So
then
we
lobster.
Spoke about the last week. The okay. Bach is matter that, and the Taz is matter that.
Uh-huh.
But you can't eat the lobster. You catch it with
but
no,
sell
no, but
you
can try because you sell it.
Oh, okay.
so, yeah, once you could, right.
Okay.
The question, the chiddush of the Bach is that you would rather not get lobster at all. Mm-hmm. You would much prefer that. So all these cases, an extension of the Bach, but it's a bigger chiddush than the Bach. Because in the Bach's case, you're really not trying to get the lobster. You're not even mechavin on the lobster. You know it's like a psikresha. You know that you're going to get it. But in the case of these cases, you're actually being mechavin for it because it's better for your business to do it. That's already an extension of the Bach. Ramosha says, we should say the Taz is matter, that the Rosh Hashanah is matter, and a lot of people say since the night of Yudah was matter, so there's what to be slamming. Okay, the thing that the Rama says, if you look in this pamphlet, in this booklet, here, let me just get some more, the big ones. Okay, so in this booklet, it's on page Yud Dalet. Okay, that it says over there, the Rama says, Haga, that even if you have a Heter of Nizdamnu, Haga, Vitzarech L'moichroi Miyad. You gotta sell it right away. If it's nizdamnu, remember the whole chashash, the whole isser of doing schir with these things, you may come to eat it. So now you're not gonna come to eat it. What's gonna happen? You're gonna end up having it in your warehouse. You're right, you're gonna end up eating it, even if it's nizdamnu. So the heter is to sell it, but you gotta do it right away. By the way, on that Indian, just off topic, so the din of challah, you're supposed to be mafresh challah. If you make challah shir, and then what you do, you separate, we burn. Why do we burn it? Because you don't want to keep it around, because sham yovelu de takala. Because it's a takala, you're going to have it around, you may end up eating it. So what some people do, that they don't want to make a fire every week, so they gather all of it together, they put it in the freezer, and they take it out of Pesach, and they burn it all together. So Rabbi Sobelski used to say, it's the biggest takala possible. That's what you're putting it all in the freezer, and now one day you're not going to have bread, you're going to take out that dough. That's not an Eitzah.
Put in a box or put on it.
Okay.
You know,
so what reminds me of that? That we got a Shaila. When we learn Yerodea, you're like hoping for such a Shaila. You never believe you would get this question. That this lady's cooking a big pot of soup, a huge pot, and to make a gishmak, they put some gishmak marrow bones and whatever, so they throw in bones. A few seconds after she throws the bones, she realizes that she took these bones out of the freezer. These are the bones for the dog.
Oh, boy. There goes the soup.
She went out with the dog bones?
She realized these are the bones for the dog. That they
so
buy
what's the
for the dog.
Is she allowed to have a dog?
No. The bones that once you put them aside were the not kosher ones.
So what I'm saying is that was Rabbi Belsky's takala. You know, you keep all your dog bones in the freezer.
Refrigerator.
You know, yeah. So in your day, you learn about is that atzamos, right. Bones, is that called basar? Is it not called basar? Does it give off time? Does it not give off time? All these things, like when is it going to be in a gap? Now it's this case. It was very, very, very interesting.
So, what happened
to the soup? It was shisha, connected to the bone. It was a big pot.
It was a huge pot, like that big.
Did you have to take it out or no?
Yeah, but you have to take it out. You have to take it out, but there was shishim connected the whole thing.
It tastes better, we know.
Yeah, someone said it never tasted.
The dog loved it.
What did you put
so now, it's like this. So the Rama says, "Sarach lemeicher miyad v'lo yamten ashtei shmeina etzlay." Now the big catch on this Rama, the Rama says you got to sell it right away. The big catch on the Rama is if you look a little later in the Rashba, which is on page Chaf Aleph of the booklet, the Rashba over there asks a kasha. So why does it say lo yigdal chazirim? What's the extra din? You're not supposed to be megadal chazirim. You're not allowed to megadal any behema. You're not allowed any machal sasuris, anything which is also to eat. So what's the chiddush of chazirim? So there are my answers. The Rashba answers that by chazirim there's an extra chiddush that you shouldn't be that even if you were nizdamnu. Okay, it's also to be megadal them. Masha'in kain, chazirim, you can't be magadal it. Even if it's nizdamnu, you gotta sell it pretty much right away. So what do you see from that? That everything else you don't have to sell right away by nizdamnu, only chazirim. This is the kasha that they ask on the Ramah. That the Ramah's coming from the Gemara, but the Rashba says not like that. That's the big kasha over here. So there's a teretz based on the Pri Chadash. So the Pri Chadash is in the other booklet, the stapled one.
Yes.
So the Pri Chadash over there says like this. What happens if I have the tray for stuff and I can't find the seller? It's off season.
How did you get the tray?
I got it because it's Nizdamnu.
Somebody.
But it's off season, so the Hershey's whatever. So along with my chocolate order, they sent over a bunch of ice cream.
Well, that's not good. But if they had sent free stuff, then it's good.
Yeah, sent free stuff. So they sent me a whole bunch of sample ice creams. Okay, but it's not the season. If you live in Florida, you can buy ice cream in the winter. But otherwise, it's not the season. Who's buying ice cream right now? So it's not the season. So I can't really sell it right now. I have to wait till the summer for this to be able to be a sellable item.
So
am I allowed So it doesn't say that. It says here, he says, even a loss. Okay, I got it for free, so it won't be a loss. But basically, I can't sell it, or I can't sell it
for
the right value. I can't get it. I can't get the market value. So the prechodesh is mechadesh over here, and then I'm allowed to hold on to it. Even according to the Ramah, I'm allowed to hold on to it to sell it at market value. I don't have to sell below market value to get it off my hands.
What's considered immediate, like, they do it as soon as you get it, like, does it say out the door?
Right, exactly. So obviously means what's reasonable to sell it. The reasonable amount of time to sell it. Don't you know, use it as a bargaining chip.
The first real opportunity.
The first real, so that's what the Prechadosh is Mechadosh. So the Prechadosh is Mechadosh, you could keep it until you get the right price. Okay? Now, so Zokt Aruch HaShulchan, so based on that, that's the teretz to the Kasha from the Rashba. That the difference between Chazirim and everything else is that everything else, they're avada, you're allowed to hold on to, and you're allowed to sell b'chdei shavyon. Here we're talking about, let's see the Aruch HaShulchan inside, how he says it. Aruch HaShulchan is on page Chav Beis, page 3 in the staple booklet. I'll pass those back also. There's the other one. Because that's what we get. That's the one we give everybody. This is for page three. If you're a daik the Ramah, the Ramah says like this: "Dilo yamtin atche tehei shmeina etzloi, dezeu vaday aser ba'isem mischar chadash. Havel me'in kavanas l'sham nunis el dey mizdamim lekoine sheyitin leshivu yamekach." So he's saying the difference between chazirim, the chumra of chazirim, is that even if you can't find the right price, you're mechuyev to sell it right away. Here, you can wait till you get the right price. But if you have the right price, then you should sell it right away. Bachazirim, you don't have that. That's extra chumra. But the ikar point, Zakta, or Hashokhan, is Medaik in the Ramah. The Ramah says, why do you want to hold on to it? If you can get the right price now, sell it. Zakta Ramah, you want to be mishamin it. You want to fatten it up. So that's considered a new mischar. Right? So let's say you get these trefa.
Whatever
ingredients.
Now he's
listen, I could sell it right now as treif ice cream, but I can make it into ice cream, sandwich, whatever. Process it, and then by processing it, I'll make even more money. That already is awesome.
It's like a shinoi shim kind of.
Right. It's a shinoi. That's what he says, mamish. He says, then you're making a new business. The new business is not as damn.
Wasn't there?
That's how
Jews
do it.
You're creating the extra fat.
So the new business is not Nizdamnu. Then I'm creating the new business. Yeah. So that I'm not allowed to do. So whatever it is, to pass it on at a loss, I don't have to do. To sell it less than the market value, I don't have to do. The Shaila is only says that's
make a profit that you maybe not allowed.
Right. To go do a new business and enhance it and mashmin it, that there are most machmer on, that you're not supposed to do. But if to get it, I don't have to get ripped off either. So I'm allowed to hold on to it until I can get the market value. In the Sefer Kaf HaChaim, like I've said before many times, I just read the full story about it. It's actually very interesting. The Kaf HaChaim wrote his Sefer in Eretz Yisrael in some, like, it was a big shul that had a lot of Sfarim, and he was up there on the third floor of this place in the Eitz Sfarim. There was a story. Rabbi Avadya Yosef was 6 years old, and he was sitting in the shul there, learning. When he was between 6 and 10 years old, young child, and he was sitting there before he was 10. He was sitting there learning, and he would learn day in, day out, whatever. So the story was that when there was an earthquake, and the only two people in the building were the Kaf HaChaim, the person who wrote the Kaf HaChaim, and Avadya Yosef. So he was very scared. He was a little boy, and there was an earthquake, apparently. And the whole building started shaking, collapsing, and the whole front steps fell off the building. So there was no way to get out. So the Kaf HaChaim took the boy, and he saved him, basically, from the rubble. And he took him, and they escaped together. When years later, the Kaf HaChaim was nifter, in middle of writing a sefer. Where was he nifter? He was nifter in middle of writing Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, this Simon. in the middle of the simon, he died. And if you look in the Sefer Kaf HaChaim, the second half of the simon was completed by Rabbi Yosef.
Wow.
He wrote it, he completed the Sefer where he died in the middle, because he knew that the Kavanah of the Mechaber was to write until some Kof Chaf Aleph in Yerodea, so he finished all three Simonim until there. So the second half of Kuf Yud Zayin is written by Rabbi Avadia. Wow. So Rabbi Avadia over there has a huge Arichas Simon, which is unbelievable Gainas, we've spoken of before over there. So anyway, he says over there that he has an interesting question. So what happens if
we have the page?
I think we have it. Okay. The very, very last one.
Okay.
See, is the Kaf HaChaim. So he says over there. What?
Oh, we're trying to figure out which page you're looking at.
The very last of the stapled page.
Oh, stapled.
The very, very
okay.
last one.
Okay. Got it.
The very last one.
Yes.
Kaf HaChaim?
Yes, Kaf HaChaim.
Yeah, it says Kaf HaChaim on it.
Yes,
so he has a shayla like this. Im nizdamna loy trefa. He says, right there, im nizdamna loy trefa. So let's say I have to preserve it. Now it's a little different. I actually have to do a maisa to preserve it.
Yeah, but you're not making it. It's
so I'm in between. I'm not creating a new business,
right.
But I'm also doing something proactive. We'll see. So he says, it depends. If you mamish have no one to sell it to, then you're allowed. If you could find the koinim, but it was going to be a very terrible price, then you have to sell it at the price you could get. Because you're oyvel devar Torah, he brings, and look at the marmakoimis he brings, he's like, shut tashbat, knes sagdoila, gos torshio ebrach. I said you're allowed to hold it to sell b'chdei shav, you like the pre-chadash says that's only if you're not doing any maisa at all. But if you're doing a maisa of preservation, that's also to do because that's kain like making a new business.
Wow.
But then he says at the bottom, what about you? Look at Ois Mem Aleph over there. No, this one. Bismana Sheish Makarim Chashmalim, he has freezers and fridges. Vevshal Ashras, a boss of a cycle is Manrav near Shain Lassel Ashras and Avela. Makar, Achis Daman, like Koinibach de Shavio, Hovahinam Sheval Tasu. Putting it in a fridge is not called a Maisa.
Only
salting it and preserving it and doing something.
You're doing Beyadayim, the other one is not Beyadayim, you're not doing it?
He's putting it somewhere. What's it mean? You put it in a closet or a refrigerator?
Well, so it's a big difference.
It's not a difference. So
you're saying a refrigerator is refrigerating anyway. Even if you have things or not, it's
on. Doing a
but the other, you are doing a maisa.
Yeah, so that's his chiluk. So look, if you're gonna, if you have the ice cream and you want to preserve it for the summer, put it in the freezer, no problem. But you want to go ahead and do a maisa and enhance it, and now you're making it more valuable. That you wouldn't be allowed.
They had ice cream in those days.
He's talking about meat.
Of course, they had ice cream.
You know?
Yeah.
Only the summer.
What's the right?
Because
I'm talking in it.
If the why are living animals included in the gzera? If the issue is they're going to come to eat them, I mean, you're going to come to chef the pig and then eat the meat. I mean, so it's going to be a far off gzera.
There's a good shayla. There's a shayla about that. Actually, the Friedrich Achrenim deal with the question. Where did I just see this? Where would I read it? This morning I was just seeing this. If you're allowed to sell, interesting shaila here. If you're allowed, Rav Moshe brings down from Friedrich Achren. If you're allowed to go in the business of raising rabbits, so he says over there. Says since the derech of people is to eat them,
really,
you're not allowed.
I don't know how many.
So apparently, that was not that. What?
What if you were seeing some kind of treif animal that people don't eat?
Well, no, we already spoke out the first week. That's what they're gamalim. Right. That's what we spoke out. You ought to raise racehorses. No one eats that.
So what was he saying about clubbing?
What if you're raising
clubbing? Why clubbing?
What's the problem?
No, clubbing is also something of a different reason. That's a mazik. You're not allowed to have it because it's mazik. Nothing to do with this.
Rabbits in the
U.S. No. Where was this? Where was that rabbit thing brought?
That's what I'm saying. What about
in different countries? Because China's not a right. Rabbits.
Absolutely.
Rabbits do. Come on, man.
There may be a section or place where
I don't know if nowadays. I don't know. The point is that apparently apparently there was a derech of people.
You need a dog.
Not
a
dog. The Kafah Chaim brought down. What?
That's what I'm saying. He's not doing it. Right.
Okay, now, we'll cover one more shiloh. One more shiloh is like this. So, what about dealing with, dog food and pet food and stuff like that. So as we said last week, if it's dog food, mitzvah roi l'achilas kelev, right? So therefore,
mamela,
midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat it. You're yourself not allowed to eat it. So Moshe has this shiloh. It's a shiloh nigger's Moshe. A guy wants to manufacture and sell. That's all treif. It's all treif meat.
A lot of them is milk and meat together.
First of all, if it's milk and meat, I'm not even talking about that. That's also about now. That's a different issue. That's not even our shiloh. Our shiloh, if it's just nevelus and treifus. Mm. So they're not aser ba'na, but they're aser ba'achila. So maybe they're not allowed to do schara with it. So what about, are you allowed to go in this business? So Moshe has a merdik of this over here. Moshe is in the last, it's a tshuva, I printed up the tshuva in the booklet, in the stapled one. It's before the Kafah Chaim. It's Simon Lamed Zayin, page 12. It says like this, B'dvar kufsois, shebesoicham oich leklovim, hanasim yisuri achila, imuto lasas b'hem schoira. So apparently, someone had written a shayla to someone else first, and Ramosha in this whole tshuva is mayrech to disprove the previous shayla, the previous tshuva, that was written by a previous Rav. So he says over there, "Hine b'davar kufsoi shebesoicha machalik klavim hanasim minivelos v'treifus ubeimus tmeus to treif animals, treif food, everything." Because of ala kufsoi, it says on the box, "Shu michael klavim, it's dog food." Imutu lasis v'em schoira. Are you allowed to be in this business? Okay. V'anochal ani as daiti in the next paragraph, he says, "Dina im einu roy lemichael adam klal af sheroy lekelav if sekalachik ribshim de ina roy lageri nukrinavela." So he says it's aser. It says it's mutter. If it's not roi la'achilas adam, it's mutter. It says, a person's not allowed to eat it. Mice, if you eat it, you're over isur d'rabanan. So he says a great lamdus over here. Listen to the lamdus carefully. He says like this. Why is it, if it's roi la'achilas kelv, it still has a shame oichel to it, but it's not roi la'achilas adam, so it's roi to kelv, but people don't eat it. So midaraisi, it's okay to eat it, but midarabanan, you're not allowed to eat it. Why not? No, why are you not allowed to eat it? Forget selling. Why are you not allowed to eat it?
It's nasty.
Why are you not allowed to eat it?
It's denigrated. It's
but it's called food.
But it's
on Pesach, you wouldn't be allowed to own it, for example, right? Because it's called food. Yeah. So if it's called food, it's right. Like it's called food. Something which is not Roy Lechel's Kev is not even called Michael. It's not called food. This is called food. So why am I not allowed to eat it with Rabbanon? So he says the pshat is because the minute that I'm eating it, I'm showing that for me it's Roy.
Yeah.
Right? So if I choose to eat it, then I'm showing that it was right for me. There's different levels of spoilage, right? One person will go to something, you have in the milk all the time. One guy, milk spoiled, no coffee today. The next, milk's perfectly fine. Yeah. So there's different levels of spoils.
One guy is yoichim in a klal that makes it royal.
No, I'm saying it's food already. It's royal achilas kelev. Teretz is not royal achilas adam. But if one person goes out and eats it, midrabanan, it's like an ash. He says it's not maush achshavei, but it's like that lumdus. That for me, so he says, so mamela, if you never ate it, and you're just selling it, then you don't have this in Darabonon either. Because till you eat it, it's Mutam in Darabonon also. Because till you eat it, it's not Roy L'Achila. It's only once you eat it, you're showing me that it is Roy L'Achila. But if you're never eating it, then it's not Roy. So Mil, it's not called a Michael for you. So therefore, the whole Isra of Schaira, like we said, people talking about leathers and stuff, it's only by food. The whole issue is only by food. It's not by leather or anything to do, or live animals maybe, if you're not going to shech them, horses. So it's only by food. So Memela Zokta Meisher, if it's not Roy L'Achilas Adam, then it's not called food right now. Second of all, he says, even if you'll tell me it is Roy L'Achilas Adam, but since it says on the box, dog food, then like you're saying, there's no Shaykhis Achila. People don't eat this stuff. At the end of the day, it's in the dog food aisle. It's not in the man food aisle. And therefore, even if technically you take it to a lab, they'll tell you it's royal achila. It doesn't make a difference. Lamai, some people don't eat it, so much as matin.
Why can't you just learn from the Rama who says, He says,
first of all, the Rama is matin, anything is only from Darban. He says, but you don't even have to come on to that. That's his lumnus. He's a nice lumnus. Right. He starts off with that. He says, first of all, it's only Asr Darbanan anyway. And you're allowed to do Schayr within Asr Darbanan. Second of all, it's not even Asr Darbanan. Third of all, even if it was Mamish Asr Midaraisa, but it's dog food, not human food. So it's not food.
So that's the case if it actually has Basar B'Cholov in it.
So it's Asr Banan, it's something else.
So can you get it, can you buy it and give it to your dog?
No.
I
tell people they should have a lot of food. Is milk and meat together? Yeah. A lot of them. Yeah. I tell them all the time.
You have to check.
You don't. Well, no one's going to give Ashkoch on it.
Or not have to.
They're going to give Ashkoch a non Basar B'Cholov.
Oh, you dog.
No, they can't do that.
Oh, you
eat. They have lists.
Which ones
have Basar
B'Cholov? Don't you put down.
Right.
So, just put down non milk.
Not doing it is better. What if you just broke less?
No, because non-dairy is not really non-dairy. You really have to
Dairy.
You can have parts of milk.
So broker we spoke about in the best. Before. The broker we spoke about that maybe there's a machlokes achronim.
But you don't see. You don't need this all.
No, but the Chassam Sofer says Sofer because Sofer you're doing schar on it.
So you're getting a
no.
So
a person
you're doing schar. You're doing business.
A person can't own a grocery store, just a regular grocery store.
That's what we discussed last week. It's definitely not posh. Because unless you're going to tell me that really he makes all of his money on the kosher food and the trade food is just there as bait to get the people in, but it's very unlikely that's the case. So if he...
What about bait?
Well, all these things, remember, the Isser is not... Right, the Isser is not...
That's not a problem. No, bait is not a problem.
No, but it's squid. People eat squid. Or you squid to go catch bigger fish.
You could have
that. No, but there's no squara.
You can have enough.
But you're not doing squara. Buying it and using it is not squara.
No, but if you... Let's say you own a fish shop.
If you own a fish shop and you're selling...
selling bait.
So if it's... Then it depends. If it's not... It's your mushes. Whole
hetzer.
I'm just saying, if you own a pet store, right? If you own a pet store, so what's it called? Pet Smart, whatever that place is called.
That's not what you use for bait. It's not the kind of shrimp that going and eat is not the kind you use for bait.
Not necessarily. It's shrimp. It's shrimp is shrimp.
It's not, but they're little tiny things.
But the problem is not the shrimp.
Even if it's usher, even if it's just novellas and trips, so if you own a pet store and people are just, you know, all the animals there are not food, and now the food itself is not human food, so mastami, you could limit yourself to use the only dealing in things which are not considered regular food. And that would be this. Okay. So now, okay, that's I think the last Indian over here. So Lamaisa, this was Simon Kuf Yud Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Now this whole simon, which took us 5-6 weeks to learn, is only 2 se'ifim, 1 sif. This whole thing is 1 sif in Shulchan Aruch. Now simon Kuf Yud Ches, but this was Kuf Yud Zayin. The next sif is Kuf Yud Ches, is becoming more and more negeya. Kuf Yud Ches in Shulchan Aruch, which is the next one after this, talks about if you're allowed to trust goyim to or someone who's chashed on a certain topic to deliver and send food. So it's very negeya. Uber Eats and all these type of stuff about what they're buying, and it's very negeya today because today
double wrap.
Yeah, but they don't. Oh, not so makbid on it so much because now what's happening today? What's coming today is that you didn't make the order through the restaurant. You make it through Uber, so it gets so there again. The order, so the restaurant is getting the order third hand. So you have to. I've had two shilas already in the last.
Why is it directly from?
It's got to be double red. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be.
Yeah, but if I buy an airline, or let's say I ordered a meal on an airline, the airline's the non-Jewish entity, and they're buying food from.
Right. But I'm just saying, but the restaurants don't realize and may not be so careful. They don't know what's coming in, what's coming out. They don't
itself order that dairy that they're not mopping on double wrapping anything.
And anyway, so that whole simon is very complicated, but I want to touch on it because it's coming more nugget. Next thing in Shulchan Aruch, Kofil Ches. But just to give you an idea, that this simon had 1 sif. That simon has 14 sif.
But the bag itself
it's a little complicated. But next week is only a shir before Purim, so we'll learn the Hilchos Purim. We'll do a sugya in Purim, and I'll go from there.